This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Let me sort my stuff on the desk. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Despite my desk being messy. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of Providence, and the home of the Reformation line. And I got those backwards on purpose. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Hey, well, today is Constitution Day, and Robert Francis O'Rourke, he planned on celebrating it by getting the document, Second Amendment, infringing on the right to bear arms that the Constitution says shall never, ever, ever, ever be infringed. Of course, he also shares the Democrat belief that the Constitution's penumbras and emanations confers a right to privacy, allowing unborn children to be aborted until the moment of birth. There he was. This past Sunday on Meet the Press, his dental work complete, his ear hair properly trimmed, to claim his plan to confiscate from law-abiding citizens by force and under the penalty of law their AR-15s was in fact constitutional under the Constitution's Commerce Clause. Coming from the Washington Free Beacon, this is something that we'll be able to do through the Commerce Clause, and this is something that is not prevented from, wouldn't prevent the United States from doing by the Second Amendment, he told host Chuck Todd. So this is constitutionally sound. See, this is the thing about an insane person. With an insane person, they don't have to prove anything they say is right. They can just say whatever they want. And we're supposed to believe it? Oh, we are supposed to believe it. But no, it is not constitutionally sound. It is not even common sense sound. The writers of the Constitution, who, I don't know if you remember this Beto, but they were fresh from a war using guns to overthrow British tyranny and an oppressive government, put the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights to protect the other nine. There is no asterisk after the word shall not be infringed. The power to regulate interstate commerce, of which guns may be a part, is not the power to neuter the right to keep and bear arms. Gun grabbers like Francis, they insist the AR-15 is a weapon of war. I don't know how I would know that. I don't think he served in the Salvation Army. I don't know how he would know that. And, he thinks because they're a weapon of war, they were not intended to be protected by the Second Amendment for personal protection. But he's wrong on that, too. When the Constitution was written, both the government and the people had the same weapon, the musket, which could be called the semi-automatic weapon, the AR-15 of its day, capable of being used both in war and for personal protection. Second Amendment did not come with an asterisk, nor is any of our rights enshrined in the Constitution in any way dependent on technology. The argument the Second Amendment does not protect the right to bear an M1 Abrams tank is valid. But tanks are designed to be used against other tanks. Guns that fire bullets one at a time, such as the AR-15, are useful both in war and peace, and are in fact in common use by the civilian population of the United States. Dean Rasso, he got up there and he quoted, In the wake of the Orlando terrorist attack, the deadliest strike on U.S. soil since 9/11, Democratic lawmakers and progressive activists have responded by attempting to limit access to firearms, particularly the AR-15, which was incorrectly reported as the weapon the terrorists used to kill at least 49 people and injure another 53. But Mr. Brasso gets out there and demonstrates why the AR-15 gives Americans the best chance of surviving in an age of terror. Choosing to defend one's home with an AR-15 is a common sense choice, as it is powerful, accurate, and easy to shoot. He points out that gun control legislation doesn't stop terror attacks, citing the two terrorists who weren't deterred by California's assault weapon ban when they killed 14 people in San Bernardino last year. Nor would any gun ban have stopped the Boston bombers when they detonated a bomb at the Boston Marathon, killing 3 and wounding at least 260 others. Ironically, both of those incidents of terror were brought to a stop by armed police officers responding to the scene with AR-15s, which is the same weapon the legislators are trying to ban. Why would you want to ban the gun you pray for police to show up with? That's a sensible question, Dom. I like it. As one wag put it, a gun in the hand is better than a cop on the phone, and response time for a bullet from an AR-15 is a lot quicker than calling 911. And the AR-15 has been chosen by popular demand as the defensive weapon of choice, despite a similar earlier nonsensical ruling by another federal judge. And then we get this. As the Ferguson riots rage, U.S. District Judge Catherine C. Blake, appointed by Clinton, issued a ruling that upheld the Maryland law, saying the court seriously doubts that a banned assault long guns are commonly possessed for lawful purposes, and is inclined to find the weapons fall outside Second Amendment protection as dangerous and unusual, which the Supreme Court never took that one up. They should have taken that one up. Gun control advocates say with some snarkiness that the Second Amendment doesn't allow one to own nuclear weapons or tanks, so it's merely a question of where we draw the line. They would draw the line at the AR-15 and its counterparts, which, despite the judge's claim, are commonly used and in common use today. It is among, you know, in Maryland, it's one of the guns that must be registered. New York Times recently called the AR-15 the most wanted gun in America. Feinstein has been pushing a bill to reintroduce the ineffective assault weapons ban. Now, critics of the Second Amendment, and I don't care about this, but critics of the Second Amendment say they're not going after guns for legitimate activities such as hunting. You know what? I think hunters should be able to hunt whatever they want, whenever they want. And at the same time, is that even necessary today? If we're going to play the bill of suggestions of a bill of needs, is hunting necessary today? I can go to McDonald's and have me a quarter pounder. The Second Amendment was not written because it was the start of deer season. The AR-15 is a defensive weapon, and a lot of people use it defensively. If the AR-15 had been available in 1776, George Washington would have fielded an army armed with it, and just as surely every farmer, blacksmith, carpenter, and shopkeeper would have grabbed an AR-15 on their way to the village green to protect our freedoms from the same government tyranny the writers of the Constitution sought to protect us from. And Francis O'Rourke would impose upon us. O'Rourke getting out there and calling certain things a weapon of war. Listen, I don't like to play this game of, you don't know what you're talking about with some of these guys, because I do not think that military service is a prerequisite for anything. But if you're going to get out there and you're going to start talking terminology that you don't really understand, maybe you should just shut up. Of course, keep on talking, Beto. It's you're doing a world of good now, because there's some people now that are finally slapped awake, and you were the slapper. So thank you very much, Beto, for that. I greatly appreciate it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. The Supreme Court's 2008 District of Columbia versus Heller decision reaffirmed the Second Amendment protects the individual right to arms. 2 years later, the McDonald decision made that right enforceable across state and local governments. The McDonald Court declared that the Second Amendment is not a second-class right to be singled out for special and specifically, or especially, unfavorable treatment. In 2019, though, Heller is in a precarious situation. There have been numerous victories for gun rights, but many lower courts have, in practice, nullified the Second Amendment. Later this year, the Supreme Court may hear a case involving egregious Second Amendment infringements by the New York City government. The court should take the opportunity not only to strike New York's abuses, but also to firmly remind lower courts the Second Amendment is a first-class civil right. Before Heller, Washington, D.C. banned handguns and required that long guns be stored in an inoperable state, rendering them useless for self-defense. Today, D.C. citizens not only may defend their homes and families with handguns and long guns, but they also may carry handguns in public. And the D.C. handgun carry licensing system is not perfect, but it does provide a fair pathway for applicants who pass safety training and a fingerprint-based background check, thanks to the D.C. Circuit's 2017 decision in Wren versus the District of Columbia. Heller and McDonald ended handgun bans in Chicago and six of its suburbs. But then in 2012, Seventh Circuit in Moore versus Madigan struck down Illinois' statewide ban on carrying guns in public. Now, Illinoisans, like residents of D.C. and most of the rest of the nation, can bear arms lawfully. When the D.C. City Council banned handguns in 1975, followed by Chicago and its suburbs in the 1980s, the stated purpose was to build momentum for national prohibition. In 1994, pollster Lou Harris confidently predicted that handguns would be outlawed within 2 or 3 years. Today, handgun bans are effectively off the table. 2016 election preserved and fortified the court's 5-4 pro-Second Amendment majority, and in some cases, at least the lower courts have proven willing to enforce Heller. In some states and cities, xenophobic laws prohibit illegal resident aliens from obtaining handgun carry permits or even possessing firearms at all. From Hawaii to Massachusetts, those laws have been struck down. The most recent case ended the refusal of Riverside County, California, to let aliens apply for concealed carry permits. All courts have upheld the 1968 federal ban on arms possession by illegal aliens, however. Under President H.W. Bush, the Department of Housing and Urban Development had encouraged housing authorities to include gun bans in their lease conditions. The Chicago Housing Authority enforced its ban with warrantless home searches until a federal court in 1994 ordered it to desist. Post-Heller, most housing authorities have voluntarily removed these unconstitutional conditions. Those that persist always lose in court, most recently this April in a case involving the East St. Louis Housing Authority. Further, the Second Amendment protects arms, not just firearms. And the Supreme Court reaffirmed this in the 2016 Satano versus Massachusetts, a terse per curiam opinion overturning a decision that had upheld the state's ban on electric stun guns. Thinks Mr. Stambolia had something to do with that one. Since then, almost all state and local stun gun bans have been repealed or held unconstitutional. Still clinging to bans are Hawaii and Rhode Island, plus Wilmington, Delaware, and some smaller towns. Also declared unconstitutional has been New York State's ban on nunchucks and Connecticut's ban on transporting a police baton when moving it to a new home. But in other areas, results are mixed. Bans on switchblade knives were struck down in Wisconsin but upheld in New Mexico. Because lawful commerce in arms is essential for Second Amendment rights, federal courts ruled against gun store bans in Chicago and one of its suburbs, but Alameda County, California, bans all new gun stores within its jurisdiction, and the Ninth Circuit in Bonk held that the ban does not even raise a Second Amendment issue. Worse yet, the right to bear arms is almost wholly denied in Hawaii, Maryland, and New Jersey. Same is true in many cities or counties in California, New York, Delaware, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. These bans have been upheld by federal circuit courts, and so far the Supreme Court has not taken any opportunity to review them. Thomas and Gorsuch descended from denial of certiorari in the 2017 California case Peruto versus San Diego. Then you've got a pending New Jersey case, Rogers versus Gruel, which gives the Supreme Court another chance to address the problem. This is not the only area where the lower courts have failed and the Supreme Court has refused to correct them. Maybe because of the uncertainty about what Kennedy would do, the court has done little with Second Amendment jurisprudence since McDonald. In the Ninth Circuit, sometimes they rule in favor of Second Amendment rights, but no rights-affirming decision has survived an in-bank review. And thus, in a circuit that covers over 20% of the U.S. population, it is permissible to require that handguns at the home be locked up when not being worn, so that a person who is sleeping or bathing cannot have a functional handgun available. How do they possibly enforce that one? Likewise, a 10-day waiting period is imposed on gun buyers who have just passed a background check and who already own another gun. And most egregiously, California now effectively bans all handgun models that have debuted since 2013 via a mandate that the new handguns microstamp their serial number on two locations on every unit of ammunition the handgun fires. Seventh Circuit and several others have upheld bans on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds and on most common rifles, including the AR-15. Supreme Court's denial in a case challenging one of the laws, Freedman versus City of Highland Park, drew a lot of dissent from Thomas and Scalia, detailing how bans on common arms typically possessed by law-abiding citizens for lawful purposes violates the Heller express language. Heller has never been regarded in the same way, say, Roe versus Wade has. In a lot of corners, no matter where you turn, they would say, well, Roe versus Wade is law of the land. And nobody dares go against it, but they go against Heller just about every day. Every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former campaign manager and friend Corey Lewandowski is testifying before a House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday to talk about the president's alleged efforts to get in the way of a federal probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Ohio Republican Congressman Steve Shabbat thinks the House could be doing something a little bit more productive.
One thing this committee could be doing is to question Inspector General Horowitz concerning the bias against the president at the origins of the Russian investigation.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is working closely with Saudi Arabia to evaluate evidence after the weekend attack on Saudi's biggest oil refinery.
In the wake of this weekend's unprovoked attack on several oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, I promise you, we're ready.
The vice president speaking there in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Heretofore, the Democratic debates have basically been love fests where the Democrats try to outdo each other, which is always going to the left. The ones that actually may say something moderate, they get jeered to death. So there's been five categories or five sorts of questions that nobody has asked during these Democratic debates, and I touched on them briefly last night. Let's go over them once again. When it comes to health care, nobody's asked them, why do you think the life expectancy started to decline unexpectedly after Obamacare went into effect? Obamacare was all a prefaced lie. Everything was based upon a lie. Everything about, you know, it's going to be cheaper. You can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan. And instead, what they got, there was no freedom of choice. Premiums, out-of-pocket expenses, and deductibles skyrocketed. So why would the public believe the Democrats today that you can have a choice of doctors and the cost will go down? Why do you tell the public that Medicare for all will pay for everything when there are already many limits on Medicare? Did you know that Medicare pays bonuses to hospitals if they don't readmit as many patients after 30 days? So isn't that essentially denying hospital or encouraging hospitals to deny care? If the Democrats get their way on government-run health care, millions of good private sector jobs are going to be gone. Hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars in stock value and real estate and bond value will be lost. And the federal and state government will lose substantial income and Social Security tax revenue. How are they going to fill these gaps? Maybe we should be asking that, too. Opiates. Did Obama contribute to the drug overdose crisis by stopping a years-long investigation into a billion-dollar-a-year drug-running operation by terrorists to appease Iran? Well, a lot of questions to be asked. Should the federal government be sued along with drug companies for helping to fuel the drug overdose crisis because they don't enforce the border very well and they allow drug running to continue? There's another question along those lines. Racism. Why is it racist to enforce immigration law that Congress passes? Presidents Clinton and Obama, along with Senator Schumer and other Democrats, have said similar things about illegal aliens as Trump. Why aren't they called racist? Isn't it racist to continue to abort black and brown babies at such a high rate compared to their share of population? Does the Democrats' complete devotion to Planned Parenthood help fulfill its founders' wish to have abortion to build a cleaner race? Since the Democrats are the party of science, when is the only scientific date that a human life can begin? Doesn't the fact that Democrats didn't push for reparations under Obama-Biden, aren't they just sort of pandering now and have no intent that will ever happen? If statues and murals are so racist and divisive, why weren't there protests and actions to take them down during Obama's administration? How many cops have been killed because of the false hands up, don't shoot? I could go on and on with that one. Climate change and fossil fuel. How would people from the Bahamas be evacuated without the benefit of planes and boats that are powered by fossil fuel? Gasoline, which is taxed to pay for, you know, funding roads and bridges. If you get rid of gasoline, which tax is going to replace that to fund roads and bridges? What do you replace plastics and asphalt and the thousands of other products derived from crude oil with? Oh, gosh. Why should the public believe that the Democrats can control temperatures and sea levels and storm activity forever when they can't keep their promises on Obamacare and can't balance the budget? Then there's the Constitution and rule of law. President Obama repeatedly said the Constitution didn't allow him to dictatorially change things, and yet he did with the immigration law, with the, you know, DACA, for example. Can sanctuary cities and states pick and choose whatever laws they like? Then there's guns. And I started on this the other day. Houston has 2.3 million people. Chicago has 2.7 million people, or 17% more. They have a very similar demographic, with both cities having a little less than half of their population being white. Houston has very lenient gun laws and lots of gun shops. Chicago has very strict gun laws and very few places buy guns. Yet from 2016 to 2018, Chicago had 1,960 homicides and Houston 850. So Chicago had 130% more. Why did Houston have fewer homicides per population versus Chicago if the availability of guns is actually the problem? Doesn't the cause have to be something else? Did you realize that homicides are down nationwide in Trump's first 2 years versus Obama's last year? Then political corruption, of course, one of my favorites. Isn't the biggest example of political corruption for decades when the Obama White House, the Justice Department, the intelligence agencies, and the State Department colluded with the Hillary campaign and the DNC to defeat Trump before the election, take him out after the election with a fictional document created by a foreign national who hated Trump? Anybody ask that one yet? Was it proper for people within the Obama administration to shake down businesses and have slush funds, CFPB, Justice, and the EPA that they use for political purpose, and to reward political supporters? And then a really nice one, corporate greed versus government greed. Doesn't too much power in the hands of politicians and bureaucrats lead to corruption? Have you ever seen a country collapse because the private sector has too much money and too much freedom? Have countries throughout history collapsed when the government got too much money and power? We're not going to see these asked, by the way. We're not going to see these questions asked because, of course, it's a love fest. It's the, you know, it's the fake stream legacy media pandering to a bunch of Democrats. I believe some of them are beginning to be embarrassed by the antics of Beto and Spartacus and Willie Brown's side chick. I believe they're beginning to look at this and say, wow. Do you remember when we used to be able to win elections? And you know, you got a lot of people leaving the Democratic Party right now. Few things that are not happening right now. Trump has a pretty good support among Hispanics and black Americans. With black America, they have to have 90% of black Americans voting for them to win. I don't think that's going to happen. Oh, well. Sometimes, it's like Napoleon said, when your enemy is making a mistake, let him. Let him continue. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
I've got two sterling examples of their genius sitting right behind me, and I'll be taking them out to the range here shortly, and we're going to find out. I mean, you know, it's not. I already know how they're going to be. I just haven't shot them yet. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Sometimes if you take somebody and you sit them down, and you put something to them in sort of a mathematical fashion to where you're trying to say, okay, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find out from you what you think is correct. Is it A or B? Which is best, A or B? Sometimes, despite being politicized, that turns into something that is malleable, that some people can deal with. So, here we go. With the Second Amendment, the flashpoint seems to be over what I refer to as the PDW, the personal defense weapon, particularly the AR-15. Now, I have said this, well, only recently many times. I go by the data. I go by the data. I'm not worried about the polls because the polls mean nothing to me. Polls don't mean anything to me. I'm not worried about, opinion polls or anything else like that. Surveys, none of this. I'm only worried about stats, simply because stats are completely ice. They're icy. They don't care which way they go. And if the stats bore out the anti-gunners, the anti-gunner points, all of us would be forced to take a hard look at this because based upon the stats. All right? Of course, it never works out that way. Coming from the Justice Department, we know that rifles of any kind are rarely used in murders. In fact, you can be kicked to death or punched to death more often, 696 to 403 in 2017. Last full year of stats available. The total number of people killed by all rifles of all types, not just the AR-15 like Beto and Swelledhead are demanding people be ready to turn in, for the last 5 years is less than the total number of people killed by knives in 2017. 1,582 to 1,591. Now, you would think that if you tell that to the average American, in a normal circumstance, they would come away with this clear sense that the AR-15 is not really the issue here. So why are these anti-Second Amendment extremists getting so much mileage from a proposal to ban the AR-15? One reason has to be that mass shootings or rampage killings like those in El Paso and Dayton get a lot of media coverage. And this is, once again, this is not the usual dog bites man story. This is the man bites dog story. They're very, very rare. Now, recent research by the Crime Prevention Research Center shows that there have been 71 of these types of shootings from 1998 through June of 2019. Now, and listen, once again, and that's John Lott's group. They're not, John Lott is going by the FBI definition of what a rampage killing is. Now, the anti-Second Amendment extremists tried to mess around with the definition, but the Crime Prevention Research Center uses the FBI definition. Basic journalism tenets do call for rare events to get a lot of coverage. If you go to a journalism class, literally they use the terminology, dog bites man is not a story, but man that bites dog is newsworthy. Then there's another one, less discussed in middle schools and high school, but you probably heard about it. If it bleeds, it leads. Fact is, in many of the worst rampage killings out there, like Las Vegas, Newtown, Parkland, and elsewhere, the weapon used is an AR-15 or some similar type rifle. But it is also rare, as the CRPC research shows. According to their data on rampage killings in public places, the weapon most of the shooters use is a handgun, either on its own or in conjunction with a long gun. Rifles are involved in one way or another with 28% of rampage killings. With handguns, it's 87%. And those figures add up to more than 100% because some rampage killers use both. So there is newsworthiness in these killings, and under normal journalistic standards, they would generate an outsized amount of coverage. If it were just that bland, it would almost be okay. But we are dealing with a group that almost singularly imposes a double standard to the benefit of anti-Second Amendment extremists. Some of this is due to the specifics of the victims and other items. In Newtown, most of the victims were six-year-old kids. And that would grab a lot of attention, and it should grab a lot of attention. We all were horrified. But we had to shift gears to defend ourselves from the injustices that Obama wanted to inflict upon millions of law-abiding Americans who did not do that day. For the act of madness they had nothing to do with. We're told on a constant basis, I printed something about this, I found this meme 6 years ago, and we're told on a constant basis that when a person from one group comes out and commits one atrocity, we should not blame the entirety of that group for that, unless it comes to guns. If you're Islamic, and an Islamic terrorist hits, well, you know what? That's just some people that did something, according to Ilhan Omar. Now, the NRA and the rest of America defeated that particular effort in 2013. But the real problem is with the media complicity. Anti-Second Amendment extremists have managed to paint a picture that is at odds with the facts for the purpose of frightening a lot of people who don't know anything about this. And it's always been based upon perception and creating a visualization, if you will. Josh Sugarman, he got out there and said, we need to exploit confusion and the cosmetic features of rifles like the AR-15 to advance the assault on our rights. And it's been going on for a long time. It's going to go on for a long time. Beto thinks he's anointed or something. I don't know what Beto thinks. Whatever it is, He's pushing for corporate gun control, particularly the financial blacklisting of gun manufacturers that do not embrace the anti-Second Amendment agenda he's pushing. I don't know why that would be a problem in Arkansas, apparently. And I've got all kinds. You know what, Arkansas? I don't believe this about you, though. I don't believe this about you at all. Beto claims to have gone to a gun show in Arkansas where the people that were both selling the guns and the people that were buying the guns would walk up to him and say, you know, I don't need this. I don't need this at all. Let's just chop it up, because you're right, they are dangerous. I'm for the Second Amendment, but I don't need it to hunt. And I don't need it to defend myself. I don't believe that about you, Arkansas. I don't believe that about you. Coming up in the next hour, I have had a couple of guns here for a while from CZ that I have been working with and testing and everything. And I've got one gun from CZ that is going to be going with me to Dorchester, South Carolina, to take the Red Dot Sight class with Steve Fisher. And it's time for Q&A once again with Zach Hine from CZ. I've seen some of the questions some of you have had on YouTube and some of you have had here. So we're going to address those. That's when we get back. These tirades that, you know, they're so crisp and clean and cold tasting for me. It's like a nice early fall morning to have these. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.